The motivation you need could be lurking in your genes. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. There could soon be a genetic test for high blood pressure. CBS's Terry Okita visited Queen Mary University of London.
Paul Bowers Isaacson didn't know he had high blood pressure until he suffered a heart attack 18 years ago.
I'm just going to check your blood pressure now.
Now, scientists have made a discovery that could help patients like Paul. A team of researchers studied 150,000 patients and found 107 new gene regions associated with high blood pressure.
These 107 may help us to tailor and select treatment in the future, but also they identify the possibilities of us bringing new treatments to bear.
And by reading the genes, researchers may actually be able to tell patients like Paul whether they were born with a tendency toward hypertension.
Paul says he hopes the new research will identify others at risk so they don't go through what he did.
Had I had a blood test and the doctor had actually said, look, you've got this and this and this and this, and we know that the effect of that is, I'd probably do as I was told.
In the years since his heart attack, Paul has made major lifestyle changes, eating healthier, losing weight, and exercising.
So there it is. Thanks to science, soon you won't need a heart attack to convince you that your blood pressure is a problem. You can have your genes scare you into making a lifestyle change. Or, now that we've scared you, you could just start changing your lifestyle without the gene test. A lot cheaper. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.